Let's take you then, you're married, and your ice business.
Ice business, and I was making a little money 1 year and lose a little money the next year, and I had three kids, and finally decided that I was going to have to do something different. Idea was to build about 12 convenience stores, and if I could get 12 convenience stores at about $2,000 a month, that'd be $24,000 a month. That would make me a good living. So I started looking for that. So Get and Go people were the big convenience store people back then. So we took an option on a piece of land here and then went to them, made a presentation. We knew they wanted a store. Mr. Bryant was the head of the company at that time. We negotiated that, and we had to have $325 a month to make it work, rent. And they said, well, we can only pay $300. And we were in their office negotiating. And I said, well, I can't do that. I'd love to build a store for you. They said, well, we just can't pay it. I said, well, we appreciate very much your time. And we got up and started to walk out, and they said, well, come back and let's talk about this. I knew I had them right there. So we got to $325. But the interesting thing I want to tell you about is how it all happened and how people help you. And if you don't have help from somebody along the way, you know, you got real trouble. This land that we bought was owned by the captain of the highway patrol. The captain of the highway patrol back then was told to get a person named Olin Downey and make sure that he was at a federal hearing in Washington, D.C. There was a company that was sodding the highways, and they had been charged with illegal acts and so forth in the sodding process. And there were two local people here. They were represented by and good friends of our present state senator then. So when we got ready to do this convenience store, we went around in about three blocks of that store to tell the neighbors what we were going to do to get it zoned. And everybody agreed it was a great thing. The senator, because the highway patrolman had been charged to get Olin Downey to Washington, D.C., and the other two people were close political friends of his, why, he didn't want us to get it zoned simply because he didn't like the fact that Reese, the highway patrol captain, was doing his job. So we got to the city council, and we started to have the city council hearing, and we started to go down there, and the state senator had probably 50 people there against it. And so we said, hey, we can't do this. So we delayed it for like 2 weeks or a month. And we came back. By that time, it all died down. You know, they were talking about, well, the kid's going to be running across the highway to get gum, and he'll get killed. And you know, there'll be traffic there, and we can't have that. And all these kind of things. So anyway, we went back. There were 9 people on the council, and the vote was 4-4. And A.M. Huffman, a local insurance man here, said, you know, there are a lot of people against this. But he said, you know, we've got to progress in this town. He said, we can't just be against everything. And he said, this young man has got a good project, and there's nothing wrong with it. And he said, I know some of you don't like what I'm going to do, but I'm going to vote for it. And the vote was 5-4 to zone that piece of property. And we built the store, and it still rents today. So that's where we got started in the commercial real estate business. The main the other help we had, John, was you could get a small loan with an insurance company then. So a friend of mine, Don Broadland, got us, he was a mortgage broker, he got us a $31,000 loan at 7% for 20 years. And it was with the Oklahoma Tire and Supply company retirement fund.
Would that have been Otasco?
Otasco, yeah. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, if we hadn't had help from Mr. Huffman, and if we hadn't had somebody that could have helped us get started with a mortgage, a small amount. Most insurance companies won't mess with you unless it's $500,000, million, million and a half, $2 million, $5 million. Economics don't work for them. So there's a need today for those kind of mortgages for people trying to get started, because most people getting started don't have $5 million projects.
Right. So somebody listening to this is going to say, but your father was a board member of a bank.
He's a banker. Yeah.
Why didn't you go to that bank?
Well, long-term money, banks are not interested in making 20-year loans on real estate at that time.
Okay.
And we're talking about a fixed-rate loan. Now, a bank will make you a variable rate loan, but the interest rate may be 2% today, and 10 years from now, it may be 15%.
Right.
And I've seen the interest rate in the 80s, the prime rate going to 23%. So if you had a variable rate loan, your interest rate was going to be 23%, and it broke hundreds and hundreds of people because they had variable rate loans. We had to have a fixed rate loan.
Yep. Okay, so I'm thinking you were in the construction business then.
We were the developer. What you'd call the developer.
Okay.
In other words, what we did, we went over and we found the tenant, we found the land, we got a general contractor, and we built it, and then we made our leases and we owned it. Yeah.
And then why did you choose convenience business?
Well, it just no particular.
Okay.
No particular reason.
So then
it was something we could do, you know.
And so you developed that one.
Yeah.
And get and go, yeah, and moved in.
Yeah, get and go, moved in. We had a laundry next door, 1,500 square foot laundry and a 2,400 square foot convenience store.
So is your ice company still operating at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then you will go on to develop another property?
And then what we did there, that started the development end of it. That's about the time that Sam Walton started his discount store business. And that's the other thing, that our family has always helped each other. In other words, it hadn't been just one person over here doing something. We've always helped each other. And we've always been in business together. And we've never had any family fights, which is a rare instance, you know.